Give us the details of her resignation, why it happened.
Well, probably the most outstanding problem for her was this tax lien on her home. It wasn't just a matter of a few unpaid taxes here or there, but actual government action against her. That's a pretty serious matter for somebody who's supposed to be a chief performance officer for the federal government.
And it worked at the Treasury Department, for goodness sakes.
Well, that's right. She's a highly accomplished professional, and maybe if this were in a vacuum, she would have survived, but in the wake of the Timothy Geithner situation at Treasury and, of course, Tom Daschle, which you were just discussing, it was just a very tough time to have any problems with taxes.
And on top of all that, I mean, there's this just, I mean, it came right at the wrong time when you have had a couple people, and I think there was almost a sense that people can let a couple go through, but it just had reached a point where people said no mas.
Well, absolutely. If this had happened in isolation, if it had happened maybe a couple months ago when it was first announced, she might have been able to skate through. But I do think the tax lien aspect of it made it much more severe than these other situations, because this is the government actually taking enforcement action against her. And after all, she's somebody who is supposed to be in charge of making sure federal government operations ran efficiently.
And looking at the bigger picture, this isn't the first time, as you and Chris have both mentioned. So what does this do to shake the faith in the vetting process for the Obama administration?
Well, it seems like they knew about most of these issues, most if not all of the issues. It basically seems like they rolled the dice. They thought that they could get through them, that they weren't that serious. And I think it speaks more to the Obama administration's confidence and reliance on its high approval ratings rather than the vetting system, because they knew bits and pieces of this, if not all the gory details. And they gambled on they won on the Geithner nomination. This time they gambled and they lost.
So we have to imagine that everyone who comes up for a nomination now is going back and checking every return they ever filed and making sure that they don't have any problems at this point.
Right. It's probably not a bad idea for anybody. It's kind of interesting that the IRS never picked up on it.
Yeah, right.
It took nomination to federal office to this happen. But I think what also makes these situations acute is that you're dealing with large amounts of money. It's not like the tax return for an average middle-income worker where maybe it's a few hundred or a few thousand dollars here or there that's off. We're talking tens of thousands of dollars, not in Daschle's case, six figures. So I think that really brought it more to public attention.
And they really didn't have a whole lot of choice, even if anybody had been able to sort of sweep this under the rug and say, oh, it's okay. You can't, because this is an administration that is coming in with this agenda of ethics and reform and transparency and clarity, and we are going to be on the up and up every step of the way. That just makes it harder.
Well, that's right. The administration set such a high bar for itself, both with President Obama's rhetoric during the campaign about changing the way Washington does business. Now, on its own, there might be nothing wrong with Tom Daschle cashing in, making money. He's entitled to earn a living. But the Obama team set such a high standard that they inevitably trip themselves up.
So are we hearing, I mean, I know this has only been a couple hours, and so we, of course, immediately want to know, so who's next in line? Who are we looking for next?
That's an excellent question.
But, of course, we're all looking next, so.
Right. It could be some bureaucrat that we've never heard of. Some commentators have actually mentioned the name of Howard Dean, the former Democratic chairman and presidential candidate. That's been out there. Probably a long shot, but my guess would be somebody who's been in public life for a while,
yeah,
whose tax returns are well-known, probably more of a technocrat, maybe somebody from a think tank rather than a high-profile politician.
And do we, I mean, the thing that I was hearing today is that Nancy Kelleher particularly was pulling together her team, and so all that has to sort of restart at some point. I mean, you sort of, the new person, whoever that might be, comes in and is going to want to pull their own team together. So this restarts things.
Absolutely. Whoever the new secretary is going to want to bring in their own people. And this is just logistically, it's a setback for the Obama team, because health care has been a very high priority, and now they've got to start all over again and build that up. It's interesting also because Daschle had so many people, some of his former employees, his staffers working in the White House, so they really intertwined.
Yeah.
Robert Gibbs, the press secretary, came from Daschle's camp originally, so it's really a personal blow as much as professional. national.
Does this have broader ramifications outside? Does this impact the vote on the stimulus package? There's a lot of stuff that the Obama administration is trying, and we, of course, are all ready to jump at any sign of failure. So does this have broader ramifications?
Well, it shows that there are weaknesses and vulnerabilities on the part of the Obama team, and the Republicans in Congress are probably going to jump on this. They already rallied their support, unified their support against the stimulus plan. So this shows that even though Obama has high approval ratings, 63%, 64% or so, he's not invulnerable, and Republicans now have an opening, just like they did with Bill Clinton in the early days of his presidency 16 years ago.
And so finally, what's the smart thing at this point for the administration to do? To jump right back in there and have a name ready to go and put them in, or is it time to lay low for a while? What's the smart thing to do?
I think they've got to get somebody in there pretty quickly. When the Commerce designate pulled out originally, Bill Richardson, they took their sweet time filling that position. But this is an even higher profile position. One could even argue more important than Commerce. So I would suspect they have some runners up, and they'll want somebody to come in pretty quickly. It's not just the HHS position, though. It's also the White House role that Daschle was supposed to fill. He was going to have this kind of omnipresent healthcare czar role. So they've got some big shoes to fill.